Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
In studio with us right now, a global superstar. Used to be a sports guy like us. Now he's a big shot.
That's he moved on up.
Yeah, that's right.
Like the Jeffersons.
And Kevin Frazier of Entertainment Tonight. Kevin, good morning. Thanks for joining us. What's happening?
Thanks for having me. I'm like, am I George or Wheezy? Like,
no, you better be George.
I'm George.
No, you're Bentley. You missed the Bentley.
And Entertainment Tonight's 37th season kicked off this week. They're going to have unprecedented access to the Toronto Film Festival with George Clooney, Matt Damon, Kate Winslet, Jennifer Lawrence, and they're going to be the first on set for the highly anticipated films Thor and Overboard as well, and also American Made with Tom Cruise. So you guys are
that one looks very interesting.
And it looks fascinating. You know, Tom, he's not doing a lot of press for the movie because he got injured doing that stunt. You saw when he hit the side of a building.
I did see that.
Yeah, doing a Mission Impossible stuff, and he missed because Tom likes to do his own stunts. Yeah. But it's like, do you know what it is? It's a lot like an athlete who doesn't want to retire or a take even a boxer, you lose a little bit. You lose a step in basketball, and all of a sudden, things have to change.
Yeah.
You have to say, hey, you know what? I can't do these stunts anymore. I almost feel like Tom's at that place where, you know, like everybody's saying there's going to be a day where we're going to be so sad because Tom Brady won't be Tom Brady.
Mm.
And what happens then? And I think Tom has lost a step and he hasn't realized it yet.
I'm saying he's still
a talented actor.
Right. You think he's lost a step?
I think he's lost. He cannot do all his stunts anymore. You can't. Listen, you and I both know there comes a day where you're like, I thought I was going to jump higher. Wasn't there a time when you were on the field and you were like, it's time.
Yeah, it didn't fire.
Isn't Scientology supposed to fix all this stuff, right? Isn't that what's supposed to happen? He's not supposed to lose a step.
I think he's lost a step.
They're going to get some new Kool-Aid or something over there. Scientology joint.
They got plenty, I think.
Well, speaking of losing a step, I guess did you lose your passion for sports because you've moved on to this entertainment world and you've done great.
You transitioned
from sports and now you do the entertainment thing. Is there more passion for that than the sports world?
I am still a sports guy at heart, and I have a real passion for sports and I love it. But I'm the guy who sat at SportsCenter and I was like, I can't watch another baseball game. I'm going to watch Entertainment Tonight because I want to see what's going on in the rest of the world because I can't take it. It's July and I don't care what the Brewers are doing right now. Wow. But that doesn't mean that I don't have a passion for sports. But I also want to say that there's something that I learned when I switched over to entertainment. Men were like, hey, man, you doing okay? Where you go? I didn't see you. But as soon as I would walk into a party or a house, all the wives would come over to talk to me. Hey, did you see what J-Lo? I saw you. You were with J-Lo when she was wearing that dress the other day. How did it look in person? By the way, what's really going on with Taylor Swift? Is this what? And so then I'm standing in the corner. And so you go from all the guys coming over and they want to talk about the game to all the wives coming over and they want to talk about their sports entertainment. So it's a very interesting transition. Guys, I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Oh, girl. Right. Let me tell you about it. Man, that dress, it wasn't all it was. That was a knockoff,
it's
girl.
It's crazy.
He got that over on Canal Street.
I've learned more about dresses and shoes than you lost
it a lot. Geo and Jones with Kevin Frazier of Entertainment Tonight.
See? It always comes in. Let me just tell you something. And it's the fascinating thing. You go from the biggest theme in the world in sports, in SportsCenter, to the biggest theme in the world in entertainment. And also, I want to say this. You get to find out that all the athletes want to be entertainers.
Of course.
Want to be in the mix. They want to get on the red carpet.
Yeah.
They want to hang out with the stars, and they want to make movies and do all that stuff. Kyrie Irving's making an Uncle Drew movie right now.
Yeah.
You know, people want to, these guys, you know, LeBron has a big entertainment company. So that's the thing, that they all want to be in entertainment. And I find myself in places with people where you're like, this is pretty incredible and pretty doggone cool.
Pretty cool. Now, so Entertainment Tonight still rules the roost. I know you have these others.
Yes,
Access,
we do.
Hollywood and all the other.
Over a million Twitter followers,
Come on.
They're the best.
Entertainment Tonight is still the number one entertainment news magazine in the world, on the planet. Todo el mundo. And the thing about it is it's just, I mean, Mary Hart set the standard. And it's like, it's being a part of a great dynasty. You just fall in line with a great dynasty and that dynasty continues. You're like, we're kind of like, we have Bill Belichick, and now I guess I'm kind of like Tom Brady.
There you go. I love the confidence.
Not the greatest of all time. Not the greatest of all time, but, you know, our franchise has gone on for a little while.
I got to ask you about this Jim Carrey interview that has become viral. Cat Sadler of E! Does this interview, and Jim Carrey's just on another planet. I don't think this was a bit. Like, I don't think this was an Andy Kaufman thing. I think that he was just caught in a weird spot, but I don't know. That's my take on it. How would you have handled that?
I'll tell you what. I've handled it before because, you know, listen, you've gone in the locker room after a game and you've seen a player snap. And so I had that full range of experience, you know, coming into entertainment where guys, I've gone in the locker room after a tough game and guys have gone in. So I've had a moment where Jim Carrey has said some really crazy things to me. And you know what? I just look at him and I'm like, all right, this isn't in your day. I'm going to walk away and I'm going to let you go because you're having a rough day. Don't sit there and try to talk to him anymore. Get up and walk out and just say, you know what? I got to go. You know, whether it would, you know, there were days where, you know, I've sat in front of basketball players or football players who've been like, you know, hey, we just lost a tough game. And the last thing I want is y'all in here asking me why I fumbled and cost us the game. Mm-hmm. And we've all seen that before. It's the same thing. And you gotta get up and you gotta walk away. You want to wrestle them down. Yeah. You know, you're
even on the red carpet in a situation like that.
Well, on the red carpet, when you see people and they're clearly not in the mood, thank you. Hey, have a great. Thank you.
Now, does he have a reputation for this? I don't remember there being a lot of instances, but I'm not as in tune with it as you are.
It's not that he has a reputation, but there are times where, I mean, Jim just will snap on you. It's just one of those. And look, there are those guys.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you look back in the history of sports, there have been guys who, you know, they're going to snap on you and they'll say anything at any time. And you have to be ready for that. And you have to deal with it. And you have to, you know, and that comes with experience. And I think the cat just got caught in a bad spot where don't stop trying to talk to him. Yeah. Let him go.
That's
let
what I go. Do with him. I mean, sometimes you come in here and he's just in a bad place. And you just understand it and you just move on.
Also known as every day.
Right? I mean, you know, dudes get angry.
Yeah.
People get angry. Coaches get angry. You know, I used to do Cincinnati basketball. And Bob Huggins is somebody I love to death. But Coach Huggins one time.
You don't know. It's funny.
He jumped in. I mean, Coach Huggins jumped in my behind one time. I mean, he jumped deep in my behind. And it wasn't, I'm not going to argue with him. Yeah. I understand because you know what? Later on, he hugged me and loved me up. And that's my guy to this day.
Right.
But man, he got in my behind so deep over something I said during the broadcast.
Yeah. We got Brian with a prank once when we had a fake Bob Huggins call in and be a real jerk. And we taped the interview. And then Brian just went off on this fake Bob Huggins, and we played it. Do you have that, Pete? Look for it if you can find it, and we'll play a little bit. Yeah, the full one when Brian starts going off on him as we talk to Kevin Frazier in studio on CBS Sports Radio.
I tried to be the better man, but I just couldn't. You bastards tricking me like that. Now, serious note, real quick before we play that, you were down in Houston. Yeah, I understand, you know, helping out benefits for after the Harvey devastation and not J Lo, but Beyonce. That's her hometown, of course, and her fam and all that. Tell us a little bit about what transpired there.
Yeah, Beyonce went down there. She is doing amazing things through her church with her mother and the other girls from Destiny's Child. But Beyonce fed a bunch of evacuees, and they also, I mean, literally, they are funneling a ton of money into folks and making sure that they get back on their feet. They're following them all the way through. Tyler Perry, Ludacris, all these folks have also jumped in with Beyonce and her church, and the gentleman who runs that church, Pastor Rudy, and they're doing amazing things. Both of them also went through the convention center to check on the evacuees. It is heartbreaking when you walk in and you see three rooms of a convention center filled with beds. You see kids running around, and this is their life. This is how they wake up, and they don't have a home to go to. And if they went home, there is black mold on the walls and the furniture because everything was submerged. And it was pretty emotional to walk in and see Beyonce in tears. You know, she was taken aback. And one of the little things they did, besides all the other things, is they went and they got Brand Jordan to give all the evacuees that they had at that church that day, all the kids, Jordans. And they said, look, you may have lost everything, but when you look down, pick your head up because you know you have something really cool on your feet. And they're also taking care of the families. It just wasn't about sneakers, but it was just a little gesture that you could see that really is changing these kids. And Janet, I mean, she was in the convention center holding a little baby. and she has an 8-month-old. So you could see how that affected her. And it, you could see that it, deep down inside, it really meant something to her. So listen, our hearts go out to those people. And when I saw J.J. Watt come out of that tunnel, because I've spent some time in Houston the last few weeks, it makes you emotional. It makes, you know, the hair stand up on your arms, because you know what it really means to those people on the ground mm-hmm. who are getting that money. And when he came out there with that Texas flag, that was a real moment that I don't think I'll ever forget.
Because I think you're really going to appreciate this, we dusted off this Bob Huggins audio, so you're going to hear
this.
Let's just get to it, because Kevin doesn't have a lot of time. But okay. You're going to hear the end of fake Bob Huggins, and then Brian lose his mind on
okay.
it.
Go ahead.
I got to run. It's been real.
All right, Coach.
Yeah. Bye. Pleasure.
What the
Yeah.
Wow. Brian. I guess I was right.
Yeah. What a shut the your coach, man. Now you got that personal against your big ass. How many times you got to say it? Good Lord.
Well.
Relax.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway.
All right. We ought to play that anyway.
All right. So, yeah,
I said what you wanted to say to Coach Huggins.
And this is the thing. Like, Coach Huggins is the dude who will get in your behind.
Right.
But he is also like, you know, I took my son and I, we went up when they played Gonzaga in the tournament. We went up and we hung out with them. We went in the locker room, said hello to everybody, sat with the West Virginia folks. I mean, I love the guy. He really is the salt of the earth. But man, I mean, when he is standing over you and he is getting in your butt,
yeah,
it's crazy. Now, I'm a coach's kid, so I'm used to like people yelling. So right. It's like, I'm like, all right, it's all good. But still, it takes a moment. You're like, whoo, let me digest this. Come on, go ahead.
In this business, do you find yourself kissing more ass than you want to?
There are times where you know, your lips are planted and you're like, wow, this is a situation right now. I mean, that's real. And we all know that. And so if anybody tells you, when people like, I love it when I hear people lie and they're like, I'm such a journalist. I never would. Yeah. And I'm like, and then I watch, you know, I turn on TV and I'm like, stop it. I mean, when I saw great, great journalists, like, you know, they talk about entertainment all the time and they're like, oh, it's so frilly and foofy. I'm like, well, I've seen guys who are, you know, at the top of the game holding hands with actresses skipping off into the sun on some of the most prestigious programs there are. So let's stop for a second. Let's just stop, guys. Easy.
We know you have a lot of ass kissing to do. When'd you leave? I'm kidding. We don't want to end the interview. We'd love to have you for longer, but you got a big docket and you got a lot of stuff that's very exciting with ET and Entertainment Tonight. 37 seasons going strong. Follow them on Twitter. Get them to 2 million Twitter followers and check out all the cool stuff that's coming up.
And there's two things I want to say. Number one, you know, listen, guys. Join the conversation with the ladies. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, like you sit down and you're like, I want to just connect. Here you go. Sit down. We got you. I'm like your sensei. We're going to teach you. We're going to help you. And number two, I'm shocked you wore that Texas shirt. I'm just shocked that you're rocking a Texas shirt in here. It's a disaster down there right now.
Disaster.
I mean, it's not. I mean, Harvey's bad. Harvey's bad. The situation in Austin is worse. When Maryland rolled in there and gave him a piece of the loving, and they gave it to you can't roll into Austin.
Well, they did.
And Maryland, all of a sudden, Maryland looked like Alabama. Hey, Maryland looked like Alabama, didn't they?
They did. Watch out, he's going to throw something at you.
I just want to shout out Charlie Strong. How you living, Charlie? How you living, Charlie?
You're a troublemaker.
Kevin Frazier, one of the greats.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Entertainment Tonight. Thanks for being
Charlie
here.
Charlie Strong, shout out, bro. Shout out.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.